Plays upon her head.
I hear the sound of a
gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy. So you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com and take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information they're bringing you so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Yes, it's Halloween, it's Samhain, it's All Saints Day, it's All Souls Day. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have a party. It's time for you to come on out and come in a costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But come on out to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com. Stay informed with our ongoing events, our quarterly preview, our virtual psychic fair, another one this weekend, the Litha Fair, Illuminate, our sister and partner events that go on throughout the course of the year. But come on out October 29th and 30th to the Monterey Fairgrounds. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Monterey Fairgrounds, starting next week, August 31st through September 5th, you can come visit me at the Monterey Fairgrounds, where I'll be doing readings of palmistry, numerology, tarot, little astrology. It all depends on what the needs are or what you want. So come on out and take a visit to the Monterey County Fair, and come on and take a look and see me there. You can also see me weekly at the Monterey Farmers Market from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday. And I have a wonderful booth. Come on by, take a look at my book, Leadership Magic, some of the other booklets that I'm offering, as well as get your free one-card reading. A lot going on. Speaking of a lot going on, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for us. This has been an interesting month for everyone. After all, August is the month of self-love. It's the time when we really have to look inside of ourselves and make those decisions and choices that say, where are we not honoring ourselves through self-love in our life? Where are we compromising away our self-love in order to be responsible or to feel that we're helping someone or doing things for others, or because we don't want people to think poorly of us if we say no? It's important for us, in order to be fulfilled, in order to be satisfied, in order to be happy, to really make sure that we're operating from a place of self-love. Now, this isn't narcissistic love. This isn't egotism. This is knowing what's really important to us. For instance, do I help a friend who's in need because I help because I care for the person? Or do I help because I feel obligated because they helped me? Do I help a person when they're ill and care for them because I care and love that person? Or do I help because I want to be seen as the responsible one and having people say, oh, look what Solazar did. He's such a good boy. You see, if I'm operating from the need of needing that stroke or that satisfaction, as opposed to I'm really doing it from a place of love because it serves me as well as serves someone else, then I don't get that sense of stress or tension around it. But when I'm asked to do something and it's not the right thing for me to do from a self-love perspective, boy, my body tells me, boy, the experience is always challenging. Boy, do I go through a lot of mental gymnastics as I go into the event about, wow, this and that and the other thing, and I find my judgment starts playing big. So August is the month for us to say, where are we being true to ourselves by honoring our self-love? And where do we still sacrifice our self-love in the things that we're doing that don't honor us? And we might even be lying to ourselves about it. Now, I'm just going to say one thing. If you ever talk to me about it, you can lie to me. Just don't lie to yourself. Be brutally honest with yourself. Let yourself know where you need to honor yourself more, where you need to make sure that you're being taken care of before you take care of others. We're not intended to be Mother Teresa's. We're not intended to sacrifice ourselves so much in the giving of others because, and many people don't know this, Mother Teresa did not believe she had worth. Don't be a Mother Teresa. Recognize that you do have worth, you do have value, and you deserve to be honored in what you do for yourself and for others. Now, astrologically, we've got some changes coming up that are going to play some flip-flops with us as we go into the close of this month of self-love. Now, as you know, we'll be back live on Tuesday, the 30th of August. Kirilani will be here with the Go With The Flow. But so I'll just bring you up to the through the 29th. So I'm not going to go into the 30th, which some other changes are happening. But let's take a look at tomorrow, where we have Mars in Sagittarius is going to square Neptune in Pisces. Now, as most people know, a square kind of brings out the inflamed energies of both sides. It's not a good working relationship. It's kind of like rock 'em, sock 'em robots. You have a blue one and you have a red one, and all they really want to do is throw punches at each other. So they're really fighting for dominance. But tomorrow is going to be one of those days when just getting out of bed may feel challenging. I mean, Mars, the planet of drive, energy, and initiative, is going to square Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusions, fantasy, and the collective unconsciousness. And it's going to be at 2:56 a.m. Pacific time. So you can figure out that's 5:56 a.m. East Coast time. So it'll be a day of damning yourself for everything you don't like about yourself. All of it is an illusion. All of the damning. Do not make any big changes. Do not make any big decisions. When you think you don't look good, you look good. When you think you're not smart, you really are smart. You are capable. You are managing your life. Everyone loves you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Knock off the self-deprecating negative crap. It's going to come up tomorrow. I want you to remember, knock it off. Honor, love, and respect yourself. The other challenge of the day is that many people are going to choose to take shortcuts. So if you're engaged in any kind of collaborative projects, that means some people may lie. They may overpromise. If you're working, let's say, with a product vendor of some kind, they might overpromise. We will deliver. The Taj Mahal will be on your doorstep Saturday morning. And they may not tell you which year. And people may cheat their way through the day. So watch out for people. The lies are going to be well-meaning. Now, I don't mean like people are already going to become more deceptive than they might be. The lies will be well-meaning. People are just going to say, yes, I can do that. And it may very well be a lie when they say it. It's that type of a lie. So watch for people to a little overcommit and overpromise tomorrow. Don't give anything, including money, to anyone who says they need it more than you. Turn off those televangelists. And if you listen to this show and a televangelist, we've really got to talk about getting your priorities in order. But turn them off. They don't need it more than you. You need it. Don't overcommit. Don't buy. Don't go on buying binges tomorrow. Don't let anyone convince you to do anything big. Don't quit your job. Don't make long-term commitments. Don't over-listen to someone. If I call you on the phone, cut me off in 10 minutes. But if you're creative, create. It's a powerful energy for creation. If you're not creative, if you can, just stay at home, watch a movie, meditate, listen to music, just chill. So tomorrow is one of those days that you're going to feel a lot of this mental muddle going on as these forces between drive and initiative and illusion and dreams start going into their fight. And it's going to turn everything around in your life. Just don't commit. Don't make changes. Saturday, we've got Venus and Jupiter, both in Virgo, kind of conjuncting each other, which means they're kind of sitting on top of each other. They shift back and forth. But it's the two most beneficent planets. You know, Venus is our planet of harmony, attraction, love. Jupiter is the planet of luck, growth, wisdom, and belief. And your ideas and dreams will become realistic with the energy on Saturday, not idealistic. So that's why it's good tomorrow, Friday. Don't make any big changes. Don't undo your life. Don't reverse engineer it. But Saturday, allow yourself to sit down and say, you know what? I just went through my roller coaster on Friday. Where do I really want to go? What do I really want to do? And that's the day to write it down. Your relationships will even get a nice, good boost. And if you have a lover, play with them. If you don't have one, go find one. Even if it's just for the day, rent a lover. Who cares? Just let your relationships expand because it's a great day for relationships to kind of come together. If you feel a little indulgent, just watch it. I mean, with the energy of Virgo, chances are it's not going to allow you to overspend. But try not to overindulge yourself because you will feel indulgent. You know, you might suddenly decide you need to have that hot tub in the middle of your living room. Probably not the right time to commit to the contractor. It's a fun day. You're going to feel good. You're going to look great. It's not a good day for working your fingers to the bone. If you have to work that day, you'll be able to get some work done. But it's not going to be one of those nose to the grindstone kind of days. The next thing that's really going to hit us will be Monday when Venus enters Libra, and this is great for all of us. Now, this is going to be in the evening, 7.07 p.m. Pacific, but 10.07 p.m. Eastern. And Venus loves Libra. It's just exalted in Libra. And she is going to breathe in relief for having gotten there. And you'll feel more social. You'll want to do more social functions, you'll feel more adept in social functions. If you sometimes feel that little awkwardness of, ooh, do I make eye contact? Do I talk to this one? Do I talk about the brie or the crackers? You're just going to feel more adept, and you're also going to feel more forgiving. It's going to be a wonderful time over the next month once Venus moves into Libra of forgiving ourselves and forgiving others for all those little unnecessary slights that we choose to put on our dartboard as items that we need to keep re-injuring that are not that important. We'll be more forgiving. So Libra loves her peace and doesn't like conflict and confrontation. So it's a good time for doing that self-forgiveness and then forgiving of others. Conversations will be more polite. Everyone will be attempting to operate more graciously. We'll be more in control of your words, more forgiving. Good time to just let bygones be bygones and focus on moving ahead away from your past emotional trigger points and events. It's a nice, comfortable transition into the fall, and we'll have it leading up into our equinox. So it's going to be a wonderful time to kind of get into that convivial social sense. Now that's going to take us right up to the 30th, and we'll come back on the 30th with more. But as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, and he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And James Allen wants us to know our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our future is not predestined by our past thoughts and actions. Our future is determined by our present thoughts and actions. So each day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to start afresh, to start creating our future right now. And in Day by Day by James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 25th day of the month, he tells us, believe it's possible. Belief is the basis of all action. And this being so, the belief that dominates the hearts or minds is shown in this life. That means exactly what I said. Our intention creates our attention, and our attention and intention create our reality. So where are you giving your attention? And where are you focusing your intention? And if you're not focusing an intention, you won't give attention to it, and you won't create the reality, and you look back and say, where did the time go? What did I do? Each day we have that opportunity to do that intention and attention. And as Lisa Jimenez in Conquer Fear tells us, change your beliefs and you change your behaviors. Change your behaviors and you change your results. Change your results and you change your life. Now is the time to change your life. And to help us, I love to share the daily word from Unity. And today it says, Spirit is my source of unlimited potential. Excuse me. Spirit is my source of unlimited potential. And that leads us right into our guest today. Angelica Rose is an angel walk-in. She's a universally gifted angel messenger, medium, inner spirit activation specialist, certified hypnotist, and author. Her mission is to operate from the angelic plane on this planet, committed to angelic love frequency. She assists those who have a loving heart and are choosing to live a life of joy, peace, prosperity, love, and vitality. Let's welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Angelica Rose. But welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, for the listeners, we just want to let them know that you are an angelic walk-in. And I think for some folks, please explain what that means. And also, let us know when you first became aware that you were an angelic walk-in.
Oh, well, that second question's easy. I was aware the minute I fell in. And even before I fell in. So basically what a walk-in is best way to explain it is normally when a body dies, the the spirit moves on to its next stage of evolution and continues its journey to its next, whatever the next thing is for that experience. In the situation that I have, the body did stop breathing, but I came from the angelic realm, and there was an agreement with the other expression myself, which I was later found out that I kind of like that future person of the other expression in a more evolved way, fell into the body to continue to expand the consciousness of the body and the emotions and the physicalness so that I can come in and fulfill a purpose, which is to support those in their own awakening to their own spiritual oneness and their connection, in addition to helping to create grids on the planet by channeling them through these beings and helping to raise the consciousness of the planet. So I'm kind of like the in-between person, the conduit and the channeler and the angel messenger to support those that are really committed to the awakening of their beingness. And I loved your message about self-love, because the emotional side of human consciousness is the biggest reason why people fail in life or are unhappy in life or have fears or insecurities or limitations, because they're not loving themselves at a place of high self-worth. And so it's very important, especially now, this is the year of the flip. And if you don't, you may flip out. So this is the year of the inner spirit becoming more active, which is why there's a lot of purification going on right now.
Well, when you said you were aware that you walked in at the moment you walked in, did you walk in at birth or did you walk in later
life? I walked in later in the body's life.
Okay. And was there some particular event that was a precipitator of that, or that led to that, or could you let us know what was there anything special about that time that you think led to the walk-in that you chose to come at that time?
It was basically at this event with some friends of the other expression, when they witnessed the whole thing of the body collapsing and crystals being put around the body and me falling in and the other expression continuing, leaving the body and continuing on her journey. So it was almost like she was complete and I continued on.
And so when you're talking about the other expression, you're talking about the human being whose body you walked into. Is that correct?
Right. It was not like it's not like a body snatcher or anything like that, which some people think. Some people immediately go into that fear, like I snatched her body.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's,
so the flowers.
Humor. When you're incarnated, your spirit incarnates, it has lessons. Sometimes you have an agreement where one expression is complete and another one continues on, and that's what a walk-in is all about, is a continuation at a different vibrational frequency of the other expression. It's just a continuation, but that vibration was complete and I continued on.
All right. And how long has that been?
It's going on 20 years now.
20 years, okay. And was that expression's name Angelica Rose, or is that the name of you as the walk-in?
I kind of like to just kind of keep that private right now, if that's okay.
You don't have to tell me the other name, but that's all right. It's not a problem.
No, I kind of would like to just talk more about, some of the things that my purpose is rather than the past, because I keep getting told by my spirit guides is not to bring back a past memory of another expression when it took me 20 years to clear it all out with these beings. So
to
rehash that is kind of like rehashing everything that I've done in the last 19 years of clearing it out, which is why I stopped you from continuing, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So when you talk about here that you assist those who have a loving heart in choosing to live a life of joy, peace, prosperity, love, and vitality, do you help people reach a loving heart, or do you just only choose people? In other words, don't we all have a loving heart even if we're not operating from it?
Oh, of course. We all have our heart, obviously. It's whether or not we use it or not in a way that serves or destructs us. And so if you're in a place where you're very destructive and angry and bitter and just very much in denial, I'm not the appropriate person. But if you're having some areas in your life where your heart's open and you're just having some insecurities and some fears and you're ready to deepen that love and expand it, then I may be the appropriate person for you. So I work with those that do have the path of love is probably a great way of putting it. They're on that journey of self-love and expanding into higher vibrations of love and creating a connection with their inner spirit, and they want some assistance with the awakening of those energies inside themselves that align more with their inner spirit, with higher conscious living and with love and with prosperity and so forth.
And you do sessions with people, and you say you mentioned here, of course, medium, inner spirit activation specialist, and you mentioned you're kind of not really in the form of a channel. Is this, in other words, are you right now I'm going to use your term expression, are you the expression we meet in a private session, or does it become similar to like a channeling or some type of a mediumistic session where you bring through other messages or incarnations?
That's actually an excellent question. Because I channel these pure, expansive, loving beings, the angelic realm, universal love, and Christ love, and also when people die, I see them walk into the light. If the message is very important for the person to hear it, I have had experiences where these pure beings or the angelic realm will talk through my mouth, and the energies, they'll feel it. They do feel a higher vibration when I do the channeling, but they're not always talking through me. It's just me connecting with them, like in meditation where you quiet the human stuff and you connect more with love, your vibration rises. And so in that sense, there's more of a channeling going on, so my vibration is at a higher frequency, and thereby they will feel something different than, like, I'm interviewing, so there's more of this mental stuff going on right now because I'm talking about things. So when I'm in a session, I don't use any human filters, and sometimes it's channeled through me, and sometimes the vibrations, I just pick up and pass on the messages and so forth. And when I do activation sessions, they are put totally under, and then it's completely channeled and so forth with these vibrations of love.
And I want to let folks know that your website is angelroselove.wixsite.com/love, and they can connect to that through the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com, and it's also on the Facebook page. So I want to let folks know that they can also go there and explore more of all of what you offer. And you say your message or your mission is to operate from the angelic plane on this planet, committed to angelic love frequency. Now, is this a mission in opposition to the nature of the human spirit, or is this a mission that's in line with the human spirit, but we just are not tapped into it?
Well, with the human consciousness as a whole, we all have that ability of coming from a love vibration. Which love vibration? It depends upon where, I mean, there are crystal children here that are crystals. There's indigo children that come from someplace else. There's the Palladians. There's Syrians. So they're not angels per se. They're from a different planet.
But I thought Donald Trump was going to build a wall to keep all these.
That's so cute.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
No,
I took you off
your
rhythm. Please go ahead.
No, you didn't take me off my rhythm. I don't get off that quirky rhythm. But the whole part, you're so cute. It's funny. You have a funny sense of humor. The whole entire purpose of being on this planet is about love, different vibrational frequencies of love. One is fear-based love, and one is joy-based love or unconditional love. The other is conditional type of love, where we base our means of love based on certain conditions. If it's in alignment with our beliefs, then the love is more real. If it's not, then there may be that conditional type of love, do it and I'll love you kind of a feeling. When you start moving more in alignment with the way that I communicate it is your inner spirit, it's more of a pure unconditional love where there is no conditionals that shows that love. It's love, period. and you start including yourself in the component of love. So you start to have a we mentality rather than a me or a you mentality. And you operate very differently because your perception shifts. There's more compassion. There's more forgiveness. There's more healthy boundaries. All of that takes into place. Whereas when you're in the fear-based type of love, there's more of a conditional type of love. There's more limitations. There's more victimization. There's more fears. There's more negativities. And so there isn't as high of a vibration of self-love involved in that area. And so that's where I'm being asked to support people that are committed and willing to take the necessary steps to move them more in alignment with this pure love inside of themselves.
So if we're in a fear-based love situation, is that where we have more of our ego engaged and therefore we're always worried we are not getting something for us? We're always going to get the short end of the stick.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because that's really cutting yourself off at the wherever you're going to cut yourself off. What I will say.
we'll use foot for an example. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. It just really depends on where people are at. You know, there's what I call the surrendering. You know, you get to a point where you don't have to hit rock bottom, per se, in order to say of giving up. You get to a point where when you're not pushing or you're not controlling it, which is when the ego goes into that fight, flight, protect mode, because it wants instant gratification now, it wants an outcome now, and it wants to look at the way it wants to look now. You know, the stronger the ego's will, the more that control kicks in, the more that pushing comes in, the more the tendency, depending upon how that ego is operating, if it's fear-based, it's going to be more struggle-oriented. If it's love-based, it's going to be more partnering with your inner spirit-oriented. So it really depends on how your ego is operating. It's not that the ego is bad and people want to kill it off. You can't anyway. And resisting it is futile. And hating it only creates more. It's about training it like a child to align more with your inner spirit or the energy of aligning to either surrendering the control and trusting, or moving it to a vibration of prosperity and love and connecting it to the universe or God or whichever word you like to use, Christ. You really have to be able to stand strong, and especially now there's so much going on with the retrogrades, and you talked about the horoscopes and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot going on in the planet, and you have to be strong, you have to be courageous, and you have to have a lot of self-love, but not coming from a hate place, coming from a compassionate place. You have to be gentle with yourself.
Well, and when I went, the ego in fear-based is more of the ego is supposedly there. Supposedly, it's really not, but supposedly there to really help us ensure our self-awareness and self in every situation. And so when we're operating, in my opinion, from a fear-based love, it's really because I'm feeling like if I don't do this, you won't love me. And that's really me looking out for me instead of really loving me and the other person. You know, that's how I meant it. And so
and that's a conditional form of love.
Yeah.
So that was a perfect example. It's not the ego. It's per se that there's a belief that's running in your program, and your ego's playing it out. Your personality, your ego is playing it out. And it's playing out that's saying, if you don't love me, then, you know, I'm going to be a victim to you, so I have to please you. Whereas when you come from a place of I love me, period, and the personality gets that, then there isn't a fear mentality of a have to please. Rather, there's a we of supporting rather than caretaking.
Why is self-love seem to be so difficult for so many?
Well, if you think about it, many people were brought up, even in the school system, if you make a mistake, you get a red mark, you go in the corner, you get punished if you do something wrong, depending upon your parents, your upbringing, and you know, the bullies and all that kind of stuff. And if you're different, you know, people look at you, you know, so there's a lot of criticalness going on instead of support and empowerment. There's the focus is on what's wrong rather than empowering. And perfectionism is part of the consciousness, and you can't make a mistake, you'll fail, is kind of, so there's a lot of that stuff that's going on that really triggers. Look at the news, everywhere you turn there's always like what's wrong, instead of rewarding what people are doing that's great. There's so much of the fear, the negativities that's being shot out, that's being televised, rather than focusing on this person saved this person's life, or this guy got this, even though he made a mistake, he went through it, you know. And there are some places that do have that attention and that do have that focus, and a lot of schools that do have that kind of attention, more so now than ever. And because of all of that, many people have really looked and went into that beating themselves up kind of a thing, like, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, well, that's what the Fight Club's for. But you just can't but you just can't talk about it. So,
well, the most important thing is to rise above what everybody says and to realize that they have a right to their opinion, you have a right to your opinion, but you don't have to give your power to them, because you're on this planet. You're here for a purpose. No one's a mistake. You're not junk. God doesn't make junk. And you have every right to be worthy of giving your gifts just like anybody else. Even if it's not perfect, even if it's not the level you want it to be, they're still perfect gifts.
Well, is there, this may put you on the spot, and you're welcome to say no, is there something you could share with the listeners that they could do as a practice or exercise to perhaps help them become more self-loving? Is there something?
Oh my gosh, I can give you tons of examples. Okay. The first thing, you know, always before you go to sleep, and when the first thing when you wake up in the morning, you can have a journal that you could write down the things that you feel good about, not that you've accomplished, because there's that task-oriented mentality, but you could focus on things that you feel really proud about yourself. The fact that you got up in the morning and you gave yourself a hug, you looked in the mirror, you said, I love you, you took a walk when you felt exhausted, and you decided to nurture yourself. You didn't judge anyone when someone said something. You want to focus on things that you feel really nurtured, that nurtured you. You didn't beat yourself up over something that you made a mistake on that in the past you may have done. You want to focus on the nurturing things. And doing affirmations in the morning and looking yourself in the mirror and really feeling those messages, you know, sending yourself a love note, writing it, you know, when you first wake up, you know, calling yourself and giving yourself a message, giving yourself a hug. You want to do as many things that make you feel loved inside. Whatever is nurturing for you, that's where you want to put your attention on. Things that bring you to a place of nurturing. Taking a bubble bath, listening to music, making yourself a special dinner. You know, whatever it is that you could do to say, wow, now I feel more loved. Instead of looking to someone else to give it to you, find things that make you feel loved inside.
That's a nice thing. One of the things we've shared from Reverend Charlotte Tinker, who spent some time with us also, is the gratitude every morning and every evening of just really saying, you know, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And just sharing that to try to break our habit of finding something wrong with almost everything, or focusing on what is wrong with everything. So shifting our thought process. So I like the idea.
Totally.
The journal of, yeah, you know, what do I love? What made me feel good today? It doesn't even have to be it's not an accomplishment, as you said. It's just, you know, gee, when I saw that flower growing, or when I got that breeze in my face, it's just things like that. I like that. It gives us an appreciation.
Yeah, because many people focus in on rushing from one thing to another instead of stopping and smelling the roses, per se. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to keep running. It takes 2 minutes to stop, breathe, look inside, give yourself some love, give yourself some pep talk, nurture yourself, and then, you know, take some. It's been proven that 15 minutes of meditation is equivalent to 2 hours of sleeping.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the Osho Zen Tarot deck, which I use for my readings, there's a card called the Eight of Rainbows, and it's a card of a person in a little bit of a garden, or actually a tree orchard. And the card is called Ordinariness, and it's to remind us to find the beauty in the ordinary things that are already components of our life, and to stop trying to seek beauty beyond, but see the beauty that's already there. And appreciate it. And I think that that's what your journal. I think your journal idea expresses that. And it says, you know, again, as we've been talking, it says, find those things that really made you feel good, that really you enjoyed, that you liked. And it's not an accomplishment. You know, it's not, I didn't finish this today. That's not what it's about. I like that. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. You know, the planet's very, many people on the planet, if I can just say this before you move on, is very goal-oriented and outcome-oriented. And we really have to realize that we have to be-oriented before we do. We have to be something before we can do something, rather than doing something in order to be something.
Yeah, I think it may not be the first, but I used to remember hearing Wayne Dyer always talk that it was important that we try to be a human being, and make sure that that's what we're being and not a human doing, as you were expressing. So
exactly.
I've always liked that, but we don't really have sufficient stressing of that enough. When, you know, you talked about what we learn or what we get in schools, but we don't really have a premise in our culture in the United States, assuming we have culture in the United States, but we don't have a premise, you know, of really the actualization of the individual. Where we do, it's almost done with the wrong thing, you know, like this, you know, this whole gospel of self, where it's all about, you know, I'm getting good things because I'm a good person. Versus what it really is that we're all good people, and we all need to learn to honor ourselves and then honor other people. And we don't really make that a pattern of our culture in our teachings.
Yeah, we can, and we are moving more into, you know, we're just so in a totally different place than we were. I know it doesn't look like it because this is the 9 year, and I don't know if you talked about that in one of your radio shows. This is the year of completion. This is the year of transformation. This is the year of the flipping between the human and the spirit. So there's just so much going on that so many people are reactive. And at the same time, there's so many people that are taking true leadership, standing in their truth, standing in the vibration of love and of celebrating and of rewarding and of empowering and really putting all the energy on that. And that seems to be coming more and more to the forefront in the midst of all this other stuff that's being commercialized a lot. And to be honest, I'd rather focus, even if it's not commercialized, shutting off the television, shutting off the news. I don't even listen to any of that. And really putting my attention more on these things that are possibilities, even if I'm not aware that they're happening, they're still possibilities because they may not be in the news, they're still happening. And that's where you want to use your imagination. That's where you want to put your heart and your feelings towards, rather than what's wrong and the destruction that's happening. You're feeding that with more fear. You're only going to create more of it.
Yeah, and we want to let folks know that you do a monthly webinar on a variety of topics, allowing people to awaken their inner spirit, and they can find out more about that on your website. And I guess that would be part of the work you're here to do and the information that you're putting out, that those people who feel called can actually get information that allows them to kind of awaken their spirit more, and subsequently they may share it more with others. So we want folks to explore.
There's so many different things.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's products that I created that I'm certified as a hypnotist to help people move out of the chattered box mind and the emotional getting even, angry-hearted stuff, to a higher vibration of opening their heart and expanding it more. These products, there's an online series that goes through four different areas with a meditation to start the awakening. There's a three-week meditation class that's a private class which is done via phone or Skype that works on the mind, the emotions, and the body to, and includes a channeled message, a meditation, and tools that are instructions from these beings to help you wake up more and align more with your inner spirit. And then these activation sessions are by invitation only because of my integrity. I have to get permission from these beings that you're ready. Otherwise, if you can imagine, you know, these energies that are being downloaded to help wake up, if your body isn't vibrationally aligned, it could be overwhelming for you. So you have to like get your energy aligned to be ready for that. And so I don't just take anybody into that. I have to tune in and make sure that you're aligned and ready for that kind of activation event. But
is that the higher love frequency monthly gatherings you're talking about? That
The activation sessions are done monthly, but then there's the three-week meditation that I could do that doesn't require so-called approval, you know, and the online series. And then the products, the private sessions, it's only the monthly activation sessions that people have to really be ready for that. And that's why I have on the website by invitation only. I'm very committed to the integrity of putting people into the right place based on my inner guidance that I hear from your spirit guides and the beings that I channel, because I'm committed to supporting those that want to move their consciousness into an alignment. And so that's the only one that I don't just take anybody. If they say I want to be in it, I have to tune in and get like a so-called, you know, like the ready kind of a thing. And it's for their benefit, you know, because otherwise it could be overwhelming for their.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that event, yeah. So that's why I was questioning it. I just wasn't seeing that event.
Oh, it's on the.
That's right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. It's on the event page.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's underneath.
I see it now, down to the bottom. Yeah, that wasn't the one I was looking at. I was looking at the one that's listed, Higher Love Frequency Monthly Gathering via Skype and phone with large groups. We do web conferencing. First Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And that's what I was looking at, so I was confused.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's actually, I just created that. That's new, and so I'm if people are interested in that, then yes. And it's based on also an angel messages and so forth. It's like a subscription-based experience where people can register, and it's done once a month, and it's fun. You know, it's something that I was channeled to put on, and how it flows and so forth.
Okay. All right. So there are things on the events page and the engagements page and the store and a variety of options that people can explore to find out, get more in touch and in tune with the work that you're doing and what
exactly.
You're doing, as well as they can get private sessions with you.
Yes. And I always encourage people to go to the website before they contact me so they could feel what I offer. Because that'll give them also an inclination about what they're being pulled to focus in on and get the most from the experience, since I believe it's a we that we're both doing this together rather than me telling you what you need. So I always ask people, go to the website first, tune in and see what feels right, and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay. All right. And there are a variety of times and prices, and people can explore all of that to get more.
And it'll be a lot of fun. And first timers only, you get 15% off, so it's kind of fun. I like to have fun, can you tell?
Well, you do laugh a lot, yeah. That's good, that's wonderful. So.
Yeah, you have to laugh a lot in this lifetime.
Yeah. So... when you also said this may be touchy for you, so I want to be careful because where I'm going, that you've spent 20 years releasing the expression. Do you see yourself? I mean, do you have like a defined period that you believe you'll know when your work here is done and you'll move on, or how does?
Yeah,
that
they actually told
work?
Me. Okay. Yeah, they actually told me, which was kind of fascinating. I have about about 21 to 23 years left on this planet, and then I'll be done. My first time on this planet, I won't be coming back. I came here to fulfill a purpose, and I know it's going to shift with what my purpose is and how it's going to unfold, because I'm already seeing things shifting based on what's going on the planet and the human consciousness. And each year I get instructions on what it is to do for the following year. So it's kind of like in the moment, even though there's a year involved, it feels like it's a moment by moment thing, because it does shift. But yeah, after that, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I do know I won't be coming back.
All right.
Here.
On
Earth.
Is that typical?
Nothing's typical. Because some people do come back, like you hear about reincarnation where they come back. As far as with drop-ins, I know a lot of angelics, they all have a hard time. I've met a few of them have a hard time. Those that were born angelics, I've only met one other walk-in, potentially a second one. I haven't talked to her to get confirmation. But they all say the same thing, that the angelic frequency on this planet is really challenging to hold the frequency. It's so pure in love where I'm from that the vibration here is so comparatively denser. As a human, it's dense because you're in a form. Anything that comes in a form becomes dense. Versus like an energy has a vibration, and once it becomes a form, it becomes denser. And so the planet's going through so much, and so I know a lot of the angelics are planning on coming back, whether or not they actually do. I'm not God, so I don't know. But I know I'm not. I was told that, and I didn't have to come here. I was asked. I had no idea what I was getting into at the time. I do remember them saying, are you sure you want to, you know, help us out? And I guess I didn't know at the time, but I do choose to have a sense of humor. When I came here, I said, you forgot to give me the manual. I have no idea what I'm doing. Mm. And you know, they constantly are talking to me and inspiring and giving me instructions. And you know, it's at times it's challenging, because where I come from, we speak energy, and then you bring it into a form and have to acclimate on this vibration, whereas many people have to be in human acclimating to bring in their vibration to a spirit vibration. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the opposite for me. I'm trying to bring the vibration of the humanness and bring it up, but from a spiritual perspective, so an energetic perspective. So it's at times it's very challenging to deal with the frequencies and the way people... Some people, not everybody, because you know, there are a lot of loving people on this planet, and there are a lot of people that are challenged with love.
Well, I was just going to say that none of us were given an operations manual when we arrived here, whether we were walking or not. So I think
I did
we have
ask some people.
Yeah,
I said,
think,
did you get one? I didn't get one.
Yeah. I think we all have that, at least that level of challenge. But it does seem that the vibration of love is a tough one to fight through the density of everything on this planet. Now, it seems to me that, I guess, part of your mission, which you said, is to uplift other people, but it's really for us to uplift the energy. It's for you to uplift us. Is that correct?
No, it's not my role to uplift you. It's my role to hold the vibration of love, and you to make the choice to tune to uplift it inside yourself, your own awakening. I'm not here to uplift people. I'm here to hold the vibration and have people remember. Because if I was here to uplift people, then I would be caretaking them, and that's totally not my role. That would enable. Yeah.
Okay.
But I am here to stand strong in the vibration of love. And to remind truth as well. And by channeling these beings, that's also a way of them standing strong in their truth. So everybody has a pure spirit. It's just whether or not they're using it or abusing it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a very challenging thing for all of us. So are there any thoughts or... Are there any upcoming events or workshops you want to mention to people, or any final thoughts you would like to share for the listeners to let them know what you want the most to remember about listening to you?
Well, I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to have this experience with you. It's an absolute pleasure. And I do have a couple of things that are coming up. The 3-week meditation class, if you are committed to aligning more with your inner spirit and you do want to either learn or expand more in meditation and relaxation and aligning with your inner spirit and the mind, the emotions, and the body, this class is a class that's done via phone, and it's only a half hour, so it's a gift to yourself to take care of. It's not free, but it's certainly not expensive. It's only $115 for 3 weeks, and most people charge for one class that price. And then, of course, the private sessions and the products. If you mention the show, you'll get the products at a discount. So that will be a gift to you. And then I also have a package that's on the website under the online series. If you scroll down, it's a $200 package for only $99.75. And so that's a package that includes the ebook, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, that I wrote, two articles, and it has the online series. And then you also have Package B, which includes a 30-minute session. So those are some options for you to look at and to get a hold of me, and we'll just kind of play and see where it all goes.
So I want to remind folks that we've been talking with Angelica Rose, an angel walk-in, universal and gifted angel messenger, medium, and inner spirit activation specialist. And her mission is to operate from the angelic plane on this planet, committed to angelic love frequency. And she assists people who have a loving heart and are choosing to live a life of joy, peace, prosperity, love, and vitality. And she relates on the angelic plane to pure love energy. And Angelica Rose, we want to thank you for taking your time to be with us today. I want to remind folks they can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect over to angelroselove.wixsite.com/love, and that'll connect
it's
right
actually
over.
Dot Wix. It's actually wix.com. I'm not sure the Wix site will work, so if you, it comes up saying that, but I think you have to type in wix.com /love.
Well, yeah,
I'm
no,
not
it
sure
does.
If Wix.
Yeah, the link works.
Okay.
That way. Does.
Okay, cool.
Does.
Perfect.
But if
thank
but if that's a
thank
simpler
you for
way of
me on that.
Yeah,
it comes up that way. Cool.
If it's a simpler way of telling them angelroselove.wix.com/love, then that's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah, whichever is great. Perfect. I'm glad that the other works as well. So thank you. And I love the name of your show, by the way. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So hold on a minute as we kind of go to the closing sessions, please. And so we want to remind folks, as I said at the top of the hour, that we will be back on Tuesday with Kirilani will be here with her Go With The Flow. She'll do a preview of September's energy, because September is a beautiful month of miracles. It's magic and miracles and all types of things that are available to us. It's the start of a pair of bookend months, but we'll talk about that more next week. Between now and then, remember to take the energy that's coming in. Allow yourself to focus on what's right about you tomorrow. Saturday is going to be a great day for focusing on where you want to go and also who you're with. And on Monday, when Venus moves into Libra, it's going to open up a whole new session of social interaction and social conversation, and really the feeling of wanting to be around people and connected to people for the next month. So that's going to make us all feel a little bit better. As we close out today's show, let's go back to those wonderful masters of music known as the Beatles. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.
learn how to play the game.